Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Life and Health. You have Thomas here, you have Tim here, and then we have somebody in Cody's chair because Cody's not with us today. We have Sarah, Thomas's wife, with us. Hi, Sarah. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good.
So we're going to do a couple of different things today. No, Cody. He has other obligations when we were going to record. So we'll ask Sarah some questions, and then she can put her...
Brought in the special guest.
Special guest. So then she can have her two cents in on everything else that we talk about.
Sounds good. Cody better watch it. I'll take a spot. I'll be in demand after this.
Real quick update. You're down to the goal.
I have passed the goal of 290, which you guys set for me that I had to be under by the end of October.
And it's October 11th, 10th?
12th.
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 Somewhere around there.
So I am down to 288 point something, but we'll just go with 288.
With 3 weeks, 2 weeks to spare, 3 weeks to spare.
Yep, 3 weeks to spare. That puts me from the time I've started myself, not necessarily with this challenge. Well, no, actually, I kind of really started when you guys gave me that challenge. So I'm down 30 pounds.
And it's only been 6 weeks?
6 weeks. 6 weeks.
6 to 7 weeks?
Yeah.
That's great.
That's really good.
Yep. So
like, keep charging forward.
5 pounds a week. I guess that nobody can really complain about 5 pounds a week, really.
And that's big time, Tim. It's big time.
Yeah. Everything's getting a little easier, which is good because then I can push myself more. So, yeah. Doing good. Food's under control. Portion control has really come down. Like, I'm eating smaller portions. I can't even tell you last time I felt hungry. I know the last time we did this 2 years ago, we kind of did the same challenge then. I always was hungry and stuff, and I don't know why, but just this time my body is reacting a lot better to it. I'm not really hungry, but I think it's, again, I'm counting the calories, but I'm all, not just counting the calories, but I'm tracking the food. Mm-hmm. I have somewhere where I can see what I'm eating. Last time I didn't do that. So I think that helps me out with, you know, controlling the hunger and stuff like that.
A little extra kick.
Yeah, plus I'm drinking more water this time than I think I did back then.
That'll fill
and
you
water
up.
Fills you up it a little does. Bit more.
Yep. And then what was the other day? You said you were only at, what was it, 600 calories? Was it Thursday you were at the house?
Yeah, that was a little low. I don't try to be that low, but it just happened because I was running around all day. But yeah, it was like 630 calories.
But were you starving like while you were running around doing stuff?
No.
So your body's adjusting.
Yeah. I try to eat about 12 to 1300 calories a day.
And that kind of...
Which I know is low.
It sounds low, but it depends on what you eat, too.
And that's the thing. And it's funny. My parents are always like, that's not enough. And I'm like, but I'm eating a lot of stuff that's really low in calories.
But it'll fill you up.
That's filling me up.
How many calories are you supposed to eat a day?
Well, all the stuff on the... All the labels on the back of food are based on a 2,000-calorie diet.
That's what the recommended daily allowance is. That doesn't mean you should eat 2,000 calories.
Right.
Depending on you and your body size.
2,000. So that's a lot?
Yes. 2,000 would be a lot for some people.
Right.
Oh.
So somebody like, okay, let's just take an individual that was 5'4 and weighed maybe 150 pounds. They don't necessarily need to be eating 2,000 unless they're exercising and doing other stuff as
right.
well.
I don't even know how many calories I eat a day. If I had to count them, I'd be out of luck. I think I would suck at it.
You can help. You're probably right around that 1,000 to 1,500 calorie a day, maybe.
Probably more.
You think so?
I think probably. I eat 2,000 easy, no. if not more.
No, we're probably between 15 and 2.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Okay. And well, it's funny, like, when I'm doing all my walking and stuff, and I also put in, like, when I do the elliptical and stuff like that, some days it says I can eat 4,000 calories because of how the program's set up.
Right.
But I never, you know, I never do that because right. I have it set that it automatically subtracts 1,000 calories. You know, it deficits 1,000 calories right away that I can't eat.
Right.
Because that's supposed to give me 2 pounds of weight loss a week.
At 1,000, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
But I'm way below that.
You didn't know that.
No, I'm going to start counting my calories. I'm going to start
doing
it. Dude,
3,500 calories is a pound of fat. So they say if you short it, and this is... We'll come back to this. 500 calories a day, 7 days, 7 days in a week. That'd be 1 pound of fat if you were under that mark. But, like, the program you're using is good. but it's also guesstimates. It's, I mean, it's a based right. on a.
It's purely guesstimates.
It's based on a formula, and his metabolism is different from your metabolism, which is different from mine. 3,500 calories. If you're eating 3,500 calories in like solid steak and vegetables, you wouldn't be able to eat that much.
No,
but you can eat 3,500 calories in beer and ice cream easy mm-hmm. because yeah, of the type of food that it is, which it's makes delicious. A huge difference.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, just like some people go to McDonald's, you can eat a McDonald's meal. One meal can be 1,800 calories.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you count, and it's good that it's keeping you on track, but. Mm-hmm. You don't need to count because, and well, most of the time now, even you're eating healthier.
Mm-hmm.
We eat pretty healthy.
Pretty healthy, yeah.
That we don't necessarily have to count the calories. But if it helps people lose weight in that sense, then yes, mm-hmm. do it.
But I fluctuate too. I can fluctuate within 5 pounds in a week easy.
Well, I fluctuate. I mean, I can fluctuate too, but
in
yeah.
a week, you fluctuate 3 pounds in a day.
I know. Well, I don't understand.
Yeah, but everybody's body does that. Like, I was this weight now. If I go weigh myself now, I bet you I could be over 290 right now.
You weigh more in the afternoon than you do in the morning. Mm-hmm.
So I need to start weighing yourself in the morning. When I wake up.
Yep.
If you do weigh yourself, you have to weigh yourself at the same time every day. If you do it every day, which
and I do it in
the
morning.
Necessarily suggest doing it every day.
I can fluctuate a pound after I work. Halfway through my workout, when I take a break.
Yeah, because it's water weight.
It's
water weight.
Water weight's gone.
And then I'm a pound less, and I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then you drink your water, and it comes back.
It makes me want to finish my workout.
All about the numbers.
I'll be the first to admit I'm on that, but I put it in my program. I'm on that scale every day, which I know you've always told me not to, but that actually is motivating
it
me.
It helps you, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, man, that's another pound this day. Man, I'm pound gone today. Yeah.
I mean, that just goes to serve the point. Like, there's no right or wrong way to do it. Whatever mm-hmm. works best for the mm-hmm. individual. You know, I told y'all I'd be down in the 170s. I got on the scale the other day. I was 178, 179.
It makes me sick.
I'd love to be 178, 179.
This is what makes me mad. Thomas, we'll do this stuff, and I'll still, like, be the same weight. My jeans feel tight. He'll put on a pair of jeans. I'll turn around and be like, oh, look, they're falling off me.
I know. I wish I felt that.
It's not necessarily a good problem to have either.
I wish my jeans would fall off. It
means
off
I'd
me.
Wither away if I didn't.
Well, I've lost 30 pounds and my jeans still fit the same. So, I mean, that's two human babies. Three human babies. I mean, my waist hasn't changed, Jenny.
That's funny.
No, it's numbers. Numbers. Since Sarah's here, let's discuss more of this. How people are different. You didn't really partake in the weights and the power cleans and all that stuff until more recently, right?
Yeah. I never wanted anything to do with it.
Why?
Because I was one of those girls that thought, if I lift weight, I'm going to get bulky.
And
I got a lot leaner once I started lifting weights.
Right.
My body's completely changed from 3 years ago to what I look like now. I mean, I don't know if it's drastic, but probably down one size in clothes and staying steady with it
mm-hmm.
and not changing my diet that much, but changing it a lot to eating healthy, more healthy than I was.
What would it used to consist of?
Beer. Lots of it. And I don't even want to say that's changed that much because it hasn't, because I still like beer.
Yeah.
But, fast food. I haven't eaten fast food in 3 years. Chips. I don't eat those like I used to.
Yeah, we still, but we all occasionally mm-hmm. eat the chips once in a while.
Blue tortilla chips are still, they're my favorite. My absolute
chips and salsa.
Favorite.
Chips
yes.
and salsa is great.
I can live off of chips and salsa. But I guess that's what's changed it. But it literally did when I started lifting weights. My body changed. The shape of my body changed.
You've changed. Yeah.
So.
Better? Worse?
Better. I would suggest to anybody to lift weights. Yeah. And I like to do, like, working out's not that bad when I'm doing power cleans and deadlifts and squats. I like doing that stuff. But if you tell me to go run a mile, I'm not going to do it.
All right. So before you started lifting weights, what were you doing? You said you get on the elliptical?
Yeah, I think that's what I did. Well, when I played sports when I was younger, I mean, that would be different. We would lift and stuff. But, and the workouts and practice and whatever he had to do. But then after that, what? after college, after I graduated college, early 20s through, I guess my mid 20s, I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
I was really good at lifting up a beer can and drinking it. Honest to God.
Yeah. Well, you got, everybody has a talent.
I perfected it. That's what I always told everybody. If beer pong was a Division I sport, I would have had a full ride.
Hey, there you go. Yeah.
There you go.
So what sports did you play when you were younger?
Basketball and soccer. Soccer was probably more than basketball, but I played basketball, but soccer. Cool. I was a goalie who didn't have to run. I hated running.
Yeah. Goalie's an important job, though.
It was fun while it lasted.
All right, so what do we do now? How do you stay? Well, let me go back to this. Weight room-wise, how often do you go in the weight room?
Well, the past 2 weeks, once a week. That's not normal, though. Because before that, the month of September, I was really good. I was going in 4 to 5 times a week. But I would say if we averaged it out, it was probably 3 times a week.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm there about, the past couple weeks I've been there 3 times a week.
Which is good. I mean, 3 times a week is enough. Mm-hmm. 2 times a week would be enough as long as you're going in with some intensity.
Right. And plus I'm doing workouts on my own every day.
Right.
I don't like to be in the gym for more than an hour.
I'll be in the gym for more than an hour if I'm talking and hanging out with people. But
right.
Working out is 1 hour. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In and out. I like to get it done, and I like to get out. And I don't like people to stop me in between.
I agree with you. That's why I like doing the elliptical that I've been doing a lot, because I'm in the corner. I put my earbuds in.
Nobody can bug you.
I don't hear a thing going on behind me.
All right. So what would be something that would hold you from getting in the gym?
Life. I mean, I've been there. Yeah, life, you know, different responsibilities.
What held you out the last 2 weeks?
I don't know. I didn't want to go over the last place I wanted to do when I left work was go over to the gym. And plus, the 1 week before that time of the month for a woman, you don't feel like going. That's like the last thing I want. I don't want to be jump roping when my freaking ovaries feel like they're going to fall out of my body. So I don't want to do 500 jump ropes for a warm up. So I just skip it.
That works.
That was probably too much information, but that's real life.
That's real life. That's what we're about here. Have you been going to the gym regularly? I mean, I know you work in a gym, but have you actually been going into the gym and working out?
Last week was 3 days. The week before that, I think it was 2 or 3.
Okay.
It's hard to find time, but like she says, an hour's about all I can squeeze in sometimes, if that. So I've been trying to tell myself I'm going to either go run or do something. We were talking about that MTech race we're going to do next year. Mm-hmm. I need to start doing something that requires me to move more instead of going back and forth between a barbell and a whatever bench, pull-up bar, whatever it is.
The time of day, too. Like, if I could, like tomorrow, for instance, I have a meeting after work at 5, after normal work hours, so I can't go to the gym when I would normally go to the gym. But I love when I go in for, like, the lunch hour.
Nobody's there.
I go over, I work out, and it might be, like, a 40-minute workout. But I feel sometimes like I get more out of that one because I'm hurrying working faster.
Well, you're in a time crunch.
Mm-hmm.
Than I normally do, and I feel like I get a better workout in. So sometimes I feel like I wish I would just go and work out every day at lunch. Or if I was really good, I wish I would just get up in the morning and go work out before I even go to work.
Been there.
But I like to sleep, too.
Those feel good, though. The morning workouts, if you can get in that routine.
When you can get there, they feel great.
Because it sets you up for the rest of the day.
And then you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Yep. Don't have to worry about the rest of the day.
Because 1 hour is so small of a time frame that you think there's no reason that I shouldn't go to the gym. But when it comes time to spend your 1 hour in the gym, you don't want to go.
Because you can think of 100 other things.
Exactly.
You can think of 100 other things
especially
you can be doing.
At the end of the day.
Yeah.
And I, honest to God, I don't enjoy going to the gym. I don't like it. I just know I have to do it.
She just said she likes doing power cleans.
I like doing that stuff, but I hate being in the gym.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah. I don't mind it.
That's a pretty strong word.
That's all right.
I don't. Well, at least I do it, though. I don't like to do it, though.
So, morning routines are better than afternoons.
Yeah.
If you can manage it. Or if you get yourself in a time crunch, break it down, so you have to get through it quicker. So where else you want to go? What else we need to discuss?
Well, I wanted to see how your challenge is going. How are you doing with your challenge?
Well, since Friday, not very good, but that's because of...
I know. You don't. Yeah.
Yeah, so other than that, it's been fine.
Okay.
Other than that, it's actually been very well. We've been handling it very well. But Friday,
yeah,
life happened, mm-hmm. and...
All bets were off.
Needed to take mine off stuff, so that's what we had, a few beers, and then went to sleep.
Yeah.
Watched the Orioles game and...
Watched them lose.
Yeah.
Disappointing. Watched them lose last night.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, that's not an excuse to do something. It's just one of those things where it's like, okay, what's easy?
It's a release.
What's comfortable? What's mm-hmm. what's going to be the release? And instead of having to, you know...
Well, besides beer, which, okay, I mean, how about the food? Like, are you eating clean still?
Yeah, everything's been clean.
That's easy. That's the easy part, I feel, because when Thomas goes into this and I say, let's do this 30 days, I don't realize when I'm outside of it how clean we eat normally.
Yeah.
So when you feel like it doesn't really change that much. The biggest issue, I think, is on the weekends, like if we go to my parents or we mm-hmm. go to my brother's and they're making all sorts of stuff, but you just have to pick and choose what you
pasta,
eat.
Pasta, bread.
Right.
Yeah. Actually, they don't even do much. I mean, it's like steaks and...
And like Dad last week, he green made bean casserole stuff that he knew we were going to eat.
We had steak, potatoes, and veggies when we went up to State College.
Yeah. Because Dad made a meal. He asked us what we wanted because he knew we were doing this diet, as he says. That diet.
It's not a diet. It's a challenge.
Well, even then, though, I mean, like, she's Monday through Friday. Like, the other day, we time constraints. We couldn't pre-make food, so we mm-hmm. went to the cafeteria. Well, instead of getting a burger and fries, we got a salad mm-hmm. with oil and vinegar. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's just a matter of picking the right thing. We were talking about the other day, I mean, you know, over there at school. And we don't sit and, like, pick apart what other people do, but... You go in, you sit down, you eat, and you look around, and you're thinking, okay, you got this option here, but a lot of people still choose the burgers and fries.
Well, it's that bread. It's a drug, man. I'm telling you. I've told you this. That bread's addicting.
Yeah,
it kind of is. Yeah, it is. I wouldn't disagree at all.
So it's just making the choice. Oh, Friday had the cheesesteak from whatchamacallits, but that's because we didn't have food.
Yeah, I know about that.
I told her. I saw him over there.
Yeah, but guess what I ate at lunch?
What'd you eat at lunch?
A salad and an apple while my husband was across the street eating a cheesesteak.
I heard about that.
It was a late lunch, and I didn't have anywhere to go, and I had to be somewhere at like 4, so I needed to do something relatively.
I don't care.
And you really can't.
I thought it was funny. He came back. Oh, he didn't tell me until Saturday.
Really?
He was like, oh... He said, we were talking about the challenge or something, my boss, and...
He brought it up. I saw him in there.
Yeah, we were talking about the challenge, and he was like, well, you're doing that with Thomas, right? And yeah. I was like, yeah. He's like, I don't know if I should tell you. And I'm like... and I was like, what? You got to tell me. I need ammo.
Well, and that was after I got the phone call.
Yeah, I know. So. Yeah.
It was funny. That was the first thing that Thomas said to me. He's like, I'm going to have to tell Tim about this cheesesteak.
I was like, Tim's going to be pissed.
I was like, I'm sure he's not going to be mad. It's just a cheesesteak.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I did throw my hands up in the air when he told me that. And I'm like, am I the only one that's really doing this challenge again? But that's all right.
I say we're 90% in it.
91.23%.
I think you guys got Cody beat still.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Anyway, it is what it is. I mean, if we're 80-20, and that's what we always say, 80-20 most of the time. Mm-hmm. 80% of the time, you just eat the right way. 20% of the time, make time for that stuff. Yeah. But for you, it's been working wonders. And I mean, as soon as we go down to the concert next Friday.
At the Kennedy Center, yeah.
Yeah, then, you know what I mean? One day is not going to kill you, so we'll do
it. Well, I've been planning that would be my day of... And I'm not going to go crazy, you know? Like, I'm probably not going to have a burger, even though that does sound good. But,
right. But something, you know, you're not going to nitpick what you pick at, like, whatever restaurant we go to get it.
And that's part of the life and health aspect. Live. Mm-hmm. I mean, you want to live, but mm-hmm. just, you know.
Well, it's funny. My some people from our church, my church has been listening to the podcast. So the Wednesday night, I go to church every Wednesday night. And before that, we all, like a group, core group of us, get there early enough that we sit around on these couches and just talk. And that was the big discussion, was you want to make sure you're doing something that's healthy for you, but you can also still live. You don't want to make something that you can't say, oh, I can't go out with my friends.
Right. Or, right. And you don't want to make it that you're miserable.
Right. Oh, I can't go out with you because I'm on this challenge and I can't eat anything besides what's at home.
Exactly. Because you don't... Seriously, life's too short. Yeah. I mean, you got to enjoy it while you're here, yep. Right? I mean, you never know what could happen. So be healthy. But at the same time, if you want to go get a blizzard from Dairy Queen because you're with friends and that's what you're going to do, then it's not going to kill you.
You're never going to get a blizzard with me from Dairy Queen, but I hear you. I understand.
Blizzards are one of my favorite. That's why I threw it out there like that. I've been asking to get a blizzard for the past couple months, but we've still yet to go to Dairy Queen.
We're not going to Dairy Queen.
You live so close.
I know. We passed that little sign, and what was it? The Chips Ahoy one. I was like, oh, I bet that would be really good right now. Like my hint, like, hey, Thomas, maybe we should pull in there and get a small blizzard.
Yeah, last time we got a blizzard, which was way back in the summer, you ate like half of it and then gave the rest of it to me.
I was full, yeah.
I don't want this, but I'm not going to let it go to waste. So, 80-20. It's a good one to live by.
Yeah.
I'm on 100 right now.
You are on
100. Hey, that's good, though.
Yep, 100.
And you'll be the last man standing at the top of the mountain when it's all said and done.
Actually, I probably more like 99, because I did... Two times I've used a different dressing besides oil and vinegar on a salad, but it's so minute.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, it's really minute.
Yeah, incredibly minute.
Yeah, that's not a big deal at all. Do you always put oil in it with the vinegar? Like, I'm getting to the point where I don't even use the oil. I just put vinegar on my salad.
I have to, yeah, oil. I would do oil over vinegar.
Really? See, I'm the opposite. I would drink vinegar if it was... bottled up.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
I love it.
Oh, yeah?
You didn't like that Bragg's apple cider drink that we got that... Remember that?
That was gross.
That was vinegar?
That was not normal vinegar. It was gross. It was like there was some sort of like solid something in that that was swishing around in my mouth.
You've seen Bragg's?
Yeah. Well, okay. I think you had some here.
Well, that Mom's Organic Market or whatever it is in Frederick, we were down there tooling around one day and they had Bragg's. It was like, it was a drink,
but it
had
the cider
mm-hmm. but it had the vinegar in it. Mm-hmm. But it was like drinking straight vinegar almost.
But not even, because it didn't taste like straight vinegar.
It was different.
Vinegar.
I drank the whole thing, but it was hard to get down.
It was gross.
That doesn't sound very good.
It wasn't the most pleasant thing, but I spent money on it, so I was drinking it.
Yeah, I hear you.
So, vinegar. Yeah, you put vinegar on those French fries.
A lot of people do that.
Have you ever tried it?
No.
I mean, it's kind of good.
I've never put vinegar on French fries.
Now, let's take two steps back.
Okay.
Thrasher's French fries?
Mm-hmm.
You've eaten those before without vinegar?
Yes.
That's such a hard thing to...
Oh, my.
She's like, oh, my.
No, I just always want to put vinegar on French fries. It's the best thing ever.
I like Old Bay on French fries.
That's delicious with vinegar. Do Old Bay and vinegar. Oh, plus, man. Isn't vinegar supposed to speed up your metabolism? I read that in a magazine somewhere.
Yeah, some magazine.
Well, then
somewhere.
My metabolism is going to be slow. No, I mean, if there's vinegar in stuff, I'm fine. I don't mind some vinegar, but like I'll put it on a salad. That's fine. But
I don't know. We grew up with that. Like it's my dad will make homemade French fries, and we always put vinegar on them. Same with my brother Jason. He'll make them, and that's how we eat them. So
cool. There's some concoction drink that they say is supposed to be good for you. You drink at night. You heat up water. You put some vinegar and cinnamon in it. You're supposed to drink that before you go to bed.
Oh, yeah?
It's supposed to like boost the immune system, help you sleep better.
That's why I'm always healthy, because I like vinegar.
That's it.
What if?
If that works for you, Sarah.
All right. You have any last parting comments you'd like to leave your wisdom with anybody?
No. I don't. I'm not... the expert on health stuff. That's why I was turned to you. So
we're not any experts on it either. So this is just our life about what we're trying to do to make it better.
And share what we can.
And share what we can.
What did you ever think you'd be eating like you do? And
no, if you would have talked to me 5 years ago, there's no way. I'd been like, what?
Where's
when
my
I wake up
at?
In the morning.
That's what it would have been. Where's my pretzels?
I can't go get a hash brown and a biscuit with bacon on it from McDonald's. That was like my go-to.
Stuff's so gross now, thinking back.
We've all done it.
Yeah.
It was good at the time.
So you haven't been to a McDonald's in a long time?
It's been at least, I'm serious, like 3 years. I've not had anything.
I think the last time I was at a McDonald's was when I was in Tennessee.
Really? Mm-hmm.
I think the only thing I've had at McDonald's would be a black coffee.
I'll say not even like the stop to get coffee. I mean, it's coffee.
I don't support them at all.
I know.
Even if it's coffee. I'd rather go to...
I have before. It's a dollar any size.
I know. That they had bottled water for a dollar this summer. I stopped all the time to get a bottle of water. I hear you, but a dollar for a bottle of water is about as cheap as you're going to get it around
here. Hey, let me tell you what, though. I miss the Shamrock Shake. Did you ever have the Shamrock Shake from McDonald's?
Well, that's ice cream.
Oh, that's right. You don't like it.
I don't like ice cream.
It's one of my favorites.
I'm missing out.
If you like ice cream... We did do Chipotle the other night.
Oh, no. I love Chipotle.
I don't consider that fast
in.
Food.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big question when it comes to fast food. A lot of nutrition classes. Would Chipotle be considered fast food?
I think
it is a fast food restaurant.
Right. Would Subway be considered
they
fast
serve
food?
It
is
fast.
A fast food restaurant.
But I don't like Subway.
What constitutes fast food?
Really?
A drive
you don't like
through?
Subway?
No.
A drive through or the speed at which they make your food?
I don't know how they constitute that.
When it comes down to it, when you go out to any chain restaurant, you don't know what you're eating. You don't know what they put in that. None of it's good. None of it's clean. Anywhere. Eating out anywhere.
I think Chipotle is some of the better stuff, though.
That's supposed to be all non-GMO, organic.
Yeah, and you can't say that if it's not true. I mean, because people will sue you if, you know, they find out.
Well, with Chipotle.
Yeah, like I know, like their guac comes from... Well, a lot of it. I've told you this, right?
I don't know.
Jason Mraz's avocado farm in California.
It comes from
it's
there?
I think it's like 70% of the avocados Chipotle
comes
uses
from there.
And it's all
that.
Organic.
I just always wonder, because there's always going to be a time lapse from any restaurant or fast food place that you eat at. They say it's fresh and organic. Okay, I'll go with you. But there's always going to be a time lapse from when it leaves
to
when you eat it. So what's in it to preserve it or to make sure it doesn't go bad between the time it leaves wherever it's at till it gets to the...
Well, if it gets frozen right when it leaves, then you don't have to put anything in it.
Yeah, frozen, you're fine.
If it gets frozen. I mean, that's, yeah, that's your question. I mean, that's, we don't know.
Well, it is really good, so I don't even care because it's delicious.
Yeah. I do love Chipotle. I haven't had that in a while.
So, and then, of course, too, though, if you get... A lot of places now will have, like, restaurants that will use local farms and stuff, so it doesn't... I mean, it comes, like, fresh from the place itself, and then they'll use it to cook.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. What else do we have?
Nothing.
So, the update is 30 pounds down, met your goal already?
Head it. Just keep going. Don't really have a new goal.
Going.
I mean, there's the ultimate goal.
Which is?
Well, if I get to 200, I mean, that's honestly a success for me. Not saying that's where I'm stopping, but that is
where you want to be.
That's the ultimate goal. If I can get 200, I'm fine.
In your mind, how long do you think that's going to take you?
Well,
I mean, what are you setting yourself up in
Fitbit
your mind?
Fitbit tells me. And this is the funny part.
Almighty Fitbit.
I should be there losing, and I did the math, and if I lose 2 pounds a week, which is what Fitbit promises that I'll do by keeping track of my calories plus walking, my goals, I'll be there by September of 2015.
Good deal. I don't think that'd be out of the question at all.
Yeah, the math adds up.
It does add up.
2 pounds a week, looking about almost 50 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
about 40 from when I... Now, that was from when I started.
Right.
So I'm at about 45 weeks on that.
Right.
And I just did the math, I think, yesterday, and it still adds right up.
Right.
But I'm losing more than 2 pounds a week right now. Not saying that it's always going to happen.
No, it's not, because once you hit a certain...
Right.
It's going to slow down a lot.
Right, exactly. But, so that's why I'm liking that I'm losing more than 2 pounds right now. So when I only lose that 1 pound a week or nothing for a week,
I'm it'll still factor in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Well, then that's right. Next October, we're going to do that. That race.
Yes.
Yeah. Get after it, Tim. You look good. Like I told you the other day, I saw when I saw you across the hall, when you're coming to my office, I thought you looked leaner. I could tell a difference.
Well, and I appreciate that. I don't see it in the clothes. Well, I feel it in my shirts, but not my pants. That was always the problem the first time. When I got down to almost 250, I didn't even really notice it in my pants that much.
Yeah. Well, get that spot again. Get you back on the weights. Go from there.
Yeah.
In due time.
Well, I figured once I get to like 260, 250 is when I'm going to really start doing more weights again.
Right.
You know, I just want to try to get some of this weight off, which cardio is going to help that a lot more. A lot of cardio by sweating it off and everything. Not saying weights wouldn't, but it's working really well.
Right.
So that's what I'm going to stick with for now.
To each their own path.
Yep.
Got to play and figure it out.
Well, you got to figure it out. That's all that matters. You got your game plan. That's good.
All right.
Cool.
Time to wrap it up.
Time to wrap it up.
Till next week. Sorry it was kind of short, but special
guest.
Thanks
for having me.
Oh, yeah. Anytime, Sarah. We have a fourth mic.
Okay.
We don't use it too often. Actually, I don't think we've ever used it.
We haven't.
So.
I can do it.
All right, everybody. Well, hey, thanks again for listening. I noticed that we've had a couple of new followers this week through my Facebook. Some people really, I know two new people that are starting the challenge this Monday. Hey, better late than ever.
Yeah, excellent.
Have some people sending tons of questions, which, hey, I'm all for. Send as many questions as you want to myself, Thomas. Send them to Cody. You can find Sarah through all of our pages. Ask her a question. I'm sure she would answer you. And if she can't figure it out, she'll send it back to us, and we'll figure it out or something.
I'll get you an answer.
There you go. But hey, we just appreciate it. And again, thanks for listening. And until next time, peace out.